Sometimes the best way to get a girl's attention is to just elbow her real hard.
No.
What? So, you know, just like if a girl's not giving you the attention, you need to just shoulder check her a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Let her know that you're in the building. Oh, no. And then you're sure to strike up a conversation or get assault charges. It could go either way. And that's how Mark got the girl's attention that he wants to call
what?
Today.
Oh, no.
Her name is Rebecca, and apparently that's Mark's thing. He'll walk up next to a girl and just, like, throw a shoulder on her real hard. And then he starts up a conversation. Is that how it works, Mark?
Yeah, I guess so.
What are you talking about? That's how it works. I thought he was being sarcastic.
I think he still is, Brooke.
Yeah, I am being a little sarcastic. His email said that he bumped into her real hard to try to get her attention.
Oh,
so,
man.
On purpose?
Tell us how that happened, Mark.
Well, not real hard. So anyway, yes, Rebecca, I met her at a club. She's absolutely stunning. I noticed her right when she walked in, and so... I immediately started figuring out ways of trying to talk to her. So I ended up going over to her and kind of dancing near her and purposely bumping into her, asking her, I was like, why'd you bump into me? She was like, hey, you bumped into me. And so
that's actually pretty smooth, isn't it?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I didn't think it was too offensive. So.
See, I was picturing it totally different. I was picturing like you guys were playing hockey and she had a drink in her hand and you just slammed her up against the wall and the drink went everywhere.
You're like, yeah.
So obviously it worked out for you since you got a date with her.
Yeah. Like I said, man, she was absolutely stunning. Slightly out of my league, but, you know, I mean, it worked. We chatted up at the club the rest of the night. I asked her for her number and if she would want to go out sometime. She gave it to me. Got to be honest, I was worried that she was going to give me the loser line.
Yeah, the segment that we do on 7:10 and 9:10 on Monday mornings, the loser line phone number, but... We didn't hear your voicemail on that, so obviously it was a real number. That's nice.
Good.
Yeah, it really was. And so we set it up, and it was great, man. I was excited.
Did you put a lot of thought into what you guys were going to do on your date?
You know, I actually just kind of wanted to keep it casual, just kind of started off with dinner and just kind of see where it led from there.
Okay.
And how did it lead? Was it good?
Well, when I first pulled up to her house, and when I walked up to the door, she had actually opened the door before I even knocked.
Like so she was looking out the peephole and expected you? And was just...
Well, if he said he was going to be there at a certain time, why wouldn't she expect
him? I mean, I do that if somebody's coming over to my house. I'll look out the window to see if they're there, but I never open the door before they're there. I just wait for the knock and be like, oh, there you are. It's kind of weird to just be like, I was sitting right here next to the door and open it up.
No, it was just, for me, it was a wonderful surprise. I mean, that got me pretty excited that it seemed like she was that excited.
Yeah,
totally. It's a great sign. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Then I gave her a hug and said we should get out of here. I made some dinner reservations.
Nice.
And I go to my car and turn around and realize she just was still standing there in the doorway.
What?
She just stood there in the door?
Yeah, didn't move.
Weird.
Maybe she was stunned by your good looks. What was she doing in the doorway?
I don't know what she was doing in there. I didn't know if, you know, the club light hit me right that night and daylight, it wasn't so good, or I don't know.
So she seemed stunned.
Yeah, I don't know. She just kind of stared at me with this weird look, and I stared back and just kind of said, we should go. And I don't know, she kind of snapped into it and got in the car.
Maybe she was expecting you to carry her to the car. Be a gentleman. Everything about that?
What every woman wants.
Man, she was that hot enough that I would have done it if she asked.
Give her a piggyback ride to your car door.
Nice.
Was that the only strange thing that happened on your date?
Yeah, sort of. You know, dinner was good. Conversation was relatively smooth. I kind of was offended that she actually had set up something for after our date, which I thought was kind of weird, not knowing that the date was ending after dinner. You know, I didn't know if she was lying or just making excuses at that point.
Yeah, I was going to say, did she not tell you about that beforehand?
No, she didn't.
I will say, even if she wasn't lying, a lot of times going into a date, a girl will set something up just in case as her out. Or as a way to stop herself from going home with you that night. I don't know.
Yeah, thanks for trying to be nice to him.
I'm not trying to be nice. That happens. It really does.
So how did everything end then after she said she had plans?
She actually had me drop her off a few blocks away. It was on a different street corner. And
what?
Yeah, it was. And as she was getting out, I just was like, can I call you again? And she just yelled, sure.
She yelled?
And have you called her?
Sure.
I wouldn't be calling you guys if I didn't.
And how many times have you tried to call her?
Probably more than I should have, but I mean, I definitely want to let her know I want to go out again, and if, you know, I did do something wrong, I don't know, but I definitely want to know and see if I can fix it or, you know.
If it turns out she's just not attracted to you, are you going to have hurt feelings?
Ah, no, that's fine. That's, you know, people's preference. It's, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah, and you said she was out of your league anyway, so you should already know that might happen. So you dropped her off on the street corner. You dropped her off on the street corner, and that's the last you've seen or heard from her.
Yeah, so, I mean.
That's so
alien
weird.
Abduction ever cross your mind?
Oh, come on, dude.
It happens so much. It happens. There's TV shows about it. It happens all the time.
I really don't think she was abducted by aliens.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update then, all right?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Okay, man.